Hey friends, welcome to the Drivecast, a daily podcast designed to help us read it in, pray it up, and live it out. My name is Dan, and I serve as a teaching pastor for our Worthington campus. We're continuing this week in our series looking at the spiritual disciplines, focusing in on fasting. This today is the question of how. And again, we're going to be looking at Isaiah 58, Matthew 6. I invite you to read through both of those passages as we're going through today. Fasting isn't about rigid rules. It's actually more about a willing heart seeking after God. Drawing from Matthew 6 again, Jesus instructs us to fast without an outward show, right? And the idea is that we're emphasizing a sincerity over performance. It's not about what other people see. He says, when you fast, do not look gloomy like the hypocrites. Rather, anoint your head, wash your face, so that your fasting is seen by your Father in heaven alone. This means that the how of fasting begins with our posture, a humble heart seeking God, not recognition, right? This is not about getting recognition from other people to let them know that we're very spiritual people because we can fast well. It's not even about demonstrating to God that we are really sincere in our faith. This is not performative before Him. Fasting, just like prayer, is a reformative practice, not a performative practice. Isaiah 58 expands on the how a little bit of this. And this is fascinating, especially for some of us who might be a little bit more familiar with the practice of fasting. It adds some color to this. Isaiah 58 kind of details the kind of fast that truly pleases God. It's not just abstaining from food, but actively engaging in fasting in practices of justice and compassion, right? Isaiah 58 talks about this, like the real fast is one that looses the bonds of wickedness, to undo the straps of the yoke, let the oppressed go free, to break their yoke, right? This is what is accomplished in fasting, because what we are doing, according to Isaiah 58, is taking the food that we would have, not just abstaining from it, but open-handedly giving out. Right? In some ways, fasting is this threefold process of giving up so that we can look up and look out. We can see those around us who are in need and actually start to share what we have for them. It means sharing your bread with the hungry, bringing the poor into your house, is what Isaiah 58 talks about. This passage teaches us that true fasting connects our spiritual discipline with tangible acts of love and righteousness. Right, so as we fast, we actively turn our focus to God's heart for the broken, the oppressed, allowing our hunger to fuel our prayer and our hands to reach out in service with them. Here's one practical way you might think about this in fasting. Think about it this way. Every meal you eat, there's a dollar amount in that. What if you set aside those funds and said, I am going to give this away, or you have your lunch and you give that away to someone else? Now, obviously, this is something that may not feel like it makes a big difference if it's done once every couple of years. But I think the general intention that we see, especially in the earliest forms of Christianity from the first and second century, is that this was a regular practice. In fact, the earliest Christians were fasting twice a week, every Wednesday and every Friday. And you can see how this would accumulate over time as people were regularly taking what they had, sharing and giving out, saying we are choosing to look outside of ourselves in fasting. Okay, let me share some prayer points with you. Feel free to pause and pray these back or however is most helpful for you. Number one, Lord, help me to fast with a humble and sincere heart focused only on you. Number two, Holy Spirit, guide me in understanding how my fast can lead to greater compassion and acts of justice for those in need. Number three, Father, prepare my heart and mind to hear your voice more clearly as I set aside distractions during my fast. Finally, let's talk about living this out. Remember, tomorrow and on Friday, we're inviting you to consider a fast, right? And if this is your first time doing this, maybe tomorrow's the first day, or maybe you're only doing this on Friday. But for tomorrow, consider fasting from lunch, using the time that you would normally spend eating to pray and reflect on Isaiah 58. We'll talk more about that when we see you back tomorrow.